Make some room, Cliff and Kendall are back. No, seriously, they're morbidly obese. You're going to have to scoot over.
Do what you do. This show is all on fire.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, well. I'm covering my nose over here. I gotta spray some more Febreze because we happen to be down in the sewer today in the Falkland Islands.
Cliff, you know this booth smells the same every week, regardless of whether we're in the sewer.
It smells a little bit better in here now with the door closed because, you know, it just, when it gives you the sort of alternative, usually when you walk in the booth, you're like, ugh, it smells bad in here. But now that we're in the actual sewer, when you walk in the booth, it's like, oh, this is nice.
It's pretty pleasant. It's like potpourri.
It's pleasant. It's like a summer breeze. Summer breeze. Summer breeze.
Now, I'm sure everybody's like, why the hell are you in a sewer? Well, I'll tell you. We are down here looking for this recipe of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's great-grandmother's, what is it, souffle of some sort? A lemonade souffle?
It's her great-grandmother's lemonade souffle recipe. Mr. Snodbottom had it out. He was looking at it. He was trying to tell some people in the Falkland Islands about how good it was. And he happened to have it with him in the gentleman's room. And a gust of wind took it just as the commode was flushing, and it flushed straight down into the sewers.
They're just like, we'll just go to the sewer. We're gonna find it. We have to find it. It's famous. We can't leave the Falkland Islands without it.
It's not knowing that it's just down here in the sewer somewhere.
Well, you know, if we would have protected it in a nice plastic sleeve, it would have been a lot better.
In a nice way.
Kendall, look at that segue.
Before you start talking plastics, real quick, I do have to mention, I've got this new drink at the Falkland Islands 6 and 10 up above where we came down in the manhole.
Uh-huh.
And it's the, you know, I'm always drinking healthy drinks like Natural Light. And this is a new Natural Light flavor. It says it's for people who like strawberry lemonade and drinking beer. So it's a Natural Light beer, strawberry lemonade flavor, isn't it?
A strawberry lemonade beer.
Interesting.
Maybe you can make a souffle out of that.
Huh? I bet it would pair well with the lemonade souffle.
Possibilities are endless.
I had not even thought about that. And it's surprisingly not. It's really not bad. I drink everything on ice anyway, like I'm Diane Keaton.
The Falkland Islands have been so good to us. It's been such a wonderful time. This whole time we've been here, it's really starting to become another home away from home, another Casablanca, if you will.
I love it. It really does feel like home, these islands. I look around and the sheep and everything, the rye fields that are starting to crop up everywhere. I just love it. And I love bringing us to the Falkland Islands.
Well, I love bringing rye. It's just an added benefit to bring us.
Well, also, you know, I'm trying to get my new single out there, and before you worry, I do have a D-side. I don't think it's ever been done before on a single.
How many sides are going to be on this single? I'm just for future reference so I know.
I mean, at the moment, we're stopping at D, but you never know where the future holds. But I've got a D-side, Kendall. It's coming up in the second half of the show.
Well, don't be teasing us, Cliff, or you'll be looking for that later on.
Don't be teasing us. I'm only teasing it, so you'll help me remember in the second half of the show. But about plastic, Kendall, what is your favorite plastic thing that you own?
My favorite plastic thing that I own.
A genie came and he was evil and he said you could only save one plastic thing from your house. What is it?
let's see, probably that little plastic case that holds all the CDs to this show. Are you there?
I'm here. I was just contemplating your answer.
Are you there, Margaret? It's me, God.
Stop it, God. Listen, after what you put Margaret through, I guess that's fine. I don't know.
I guess. Well, survey says they'll accept you.
Survey says, ding, I guess.
What's your favorite plastic thing?
Well, not what you're thinking automatically. That is rubber. But what I'm thinking plastic, I don't know, maybe my Rosie Barbie or my Prince of Persia collectibles.
You would put Rosie above our show?
Kendall, our show is indestructible. It lives on in the ether. Your discs and your plastic case, they're only just downloads. They're not the master tapes. Those are in a locked cavern in Busheltown.
I treat all of them like masters. I treat them all like masters. Now, if I had any plastic surgery done, that might be my favorite plastic.
I make a list every day. I would have this nipped. I would have this tucked. And it's not a lot, but it's some.
I don't even care about tucking or flip. All I care about is suck it all out. Suck every bit of fat that you can get to.
Oh, well, that's right what I mean. I'm like, you're going to lift this, and then as you're lifting, take about 17 pounds of fat out from underneath.
God, Cliff, I don't have time to get into how much weight I need to lose. We don't have the time. We don't have the bandwidth. I gotta keep moving with talking about plastic and sewage.
You are right. We do not have the bandwidth for that.
Oh my. Isn't it a terrible smell? And it's a wonderful idea that I brought this lavender sachet with me, is it, dear?
Why, I can smell it, dear. Oh, and the lavender. Oh, it's really brightening my experience.
Oh, dear. It's a good thing we're used to such smells.
Well, now, have you found the souffle recipe? Are we any nearer to God to thee?
Dear, we've had no such luck as of yet, dear, but I've been tracking this paper trail all the way down the sewer, dear. From where we were, dear, I can see these different papers that I know were in the restroom, and we've been tracing the track all the way down the sewer.
Oh, yes, I found a dog food receipt and a playbill for something called Phantom of the Opera. I've never heard of it, though.
Yes, dear.
Well, at least you're finding some things down here in the muck. I see you both have, you know, those plastic grocery bags around your feet. That's a good idea. That'll save your shoes.
Oh, dear, yes. Well, one must come prepared. I've doubled up on those shoe protectors.
We've got to find this recipe, dear. You know, it's got so many ingredients, boys. No human.
It could be getting further and further away as we speak. By all means, keep at it, and as soon as we're done with the show, we'll come help you as well.
We'll come help you. I would go comb through that big clump over there.
Oh, well, that's so nice of you, dears. We'll keep looking. Is it a crock pot? Have you found anything down there, dear?
Speaking of poor Crockpot, you know, her voice still has not come back. I think she has a great case for a malpractice case for this botched surgery.
Oh, I know.
if she ever speaks again, it's very weird. I don't know. If she's taken to walking around with a little plastic board. You know, she hangs it around her neck like a necklace.
You know how much I hate subtitles, Cliff. It's really difficult to keep up with her when she's writing all that down. I don't read that fast.
No, then next thing you know, she's wiped it clean, writing another paragraph. But that's, you know, that's okay. She's got a lot to say, and it would be very annoying if you had a botched tonsillectomy where the doctor left his phone in your throat, and then you had to go have it taken out, and there were just terrible complications that left you voiceless. She's basically like the Little Mermaid when she didn't have her voice.
Oh, and I hope Ursula can help her out soon.
I don't know if you remember the Little Mermaid that well. Kendall, what about plastic?
Oh, there's so much about plastic, Cliff. I just wanted to first of all start off by saying, you know, a lot of people are confused. They're like, what actually is plastic?
What is it, for God's sake?
People just talk about all kind of things being plastic, and it's just materials that consist of any wide range of synthetic, or semi-synthetic organic compounds that are malleable and can be molded into solid objects.
Well,
we use them every day.
Yeah, that's what I've always said.
Well, good. I'm glad you always said that. Did you have a lot of plastic toys growing up?
Oh, so many plastic toys, Kendall.
Our generation was the generation of plastic, I feel like.
Oh, listen, the plastic generation. Somebody write that down. That's us. There's Generation X, the greatest generation, and the plastic generation. And I had so many plastic toys, Kendall. I loved it. I still do. I've lived like I'm in Pee Wee's goddamn playhouse. You know I do. Even when I'm...
Well, that's a hell of a place to live.
Even in the hotel. I have my Rosie Barbie set up next to my Cher Barbie and next to Breathless Mahoney right on top of the TV.
You do travel with a lot of plastic. But I know it's worth it. It's like, it brings you so much joy. I left all my stuff at home and I'm just sad all the time.
Well, is that why? But I was...
Well, there's multiple.
Thinking the other day of... all of the suitcases, because I was like, God, every time we move, which is why I'm not at all sad that we're still in the Falklands, because I'm like, good, I don't have to pack again.
Yeah.
Because I just have the suitcase that has the DVDs. I still have to give you Repossessed. I keep forgetting to bring it over to your hotel room. Of course, I have like one small sack full of the clothes that I can fit my giant fat ass into. And I have the one decorator suitcase, has my Barbies in it, my old Happy Meal toys, my Prince of Persia collectibles. I have my suitcase, has all my Christmas decorations in it. It weighs 10 tons. Well, gotta take it because we don't know where we're gonna be stopped at Christmas. You know, when we're at the bus station, you know, the airport, and, you know, I just guard them. I try to carry as many of them on as I can, even if they won't let me. I say, well, these are, you know, there's medical equipment. So
I know it's Mr. Snodbottom said pack light, and you're like, this is light.
And of course, I don't carry anything unnecessary like a toothbrush or hair dryer or anything.
Well, and luckily, we only have two pair of clothes that fit us, so that's light.
But yeah, it's there's
you know, there's nothing average about us, Cliff. We are all the listeners already know that. An average American, you know, they throw away 185 pounds of plastic every year.
Oh, damn them.
Then we keep everything. But what a waste.
What a waste. That's what I said this morning when I looked in the mirror at my stomach. Kendall, I want to tell you something about plastic, and this is it. This is just the beauty of America, because plastic-wrapped American cheese slices, well, damn it, they aren't slices at all. They are actually put on the plastic as a warm, delicious blob that's flattened into a slice shape as it cools. Isn't that cool?
Ooh, I love me a big blob of cheese.
Did you love Kraft American singles that you unwrap one by one? Do you still get those?
Well, of course
those?
I did.
Hey.
I don't get them I don't get them anymore, but I used to love unwrapping those things to make me grilled cheeses and just, you know, four slices of cheese when you need a snack.
I remember eating them and unwrapping a slice and eating it and thinking, why isn't this good? Isn't cheese usually, like, good slice stuff? And it wasn't that it was, like, the world's worst or anything, but I was just expecting, you know, salad bar level cheeses. And it was not, it was like, you know, floppy. And so to me, I never was a big fan. Although we definitely, that's when we had grilled cheese, that's what we had and stuff like that. But just eating all together, I was just like, ooh, this is something wrong with this cheese. I better eat another one to see if it's just me or if it was that one slice.
There's something wrong with this cheese. That sounds like a catchphrase for a character in a television show.
Oh, maybe there should be a show of people like working at a cheese factory. Is there such a thing?
Oh, if there's not, there should be.
Would you not love to watch a situation comedy like a superstore, but at a cheese factory? It's called Say Cheese. I want to tell you one more thing about plastic, and then we've just simply got to throw to some kind of goddamn segment. Kendall,
move on.
I want to challenge our listeners today, I want to challenge each and every one of you. This is me, Triple Dog, daring you.
Not the Triple Dog Dare.
Oh, I'm Triple Dog, daring all of you to bring your to-go mug with you to the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
Or any other restaurant that will let you use them. Just say, put it in here, lady. Sir. And it's just a great way to reduce lids, plastic cups, and plastic lined cups. And I just feel terrible. Don't you just feel terrible? All of the waste, the garbage.
Oh, I feel awful.
I feel
awful. And then on top of feeling awful, I hate how much we waste.
I know, we waste. I waste so much, but not food. Because you know I'm disgusting. And I'll just eat anything. I was thinking of you because recently I was listening.
When I was thinking of disgusting, I was thinking of you.
I was really grossed out and your face just flashed in my mind for some reason.
Good.
No, I was listening to Dolly Parton's autobiography called My Life and Other Unfinished Business, in which I've heard and read several times before. And it's just probably my favorite thing I could ever. If they let me have one book on a deserted island, I would just read her life story over and over. Because it's just so fun and just great. It's just great. But one of the things she was talking about in there, which I've almost forgotten, but it's coming back to me. It was that she was very poor, of course, famously. And when she first came to Nashville, she would go up and down hotel hallways at night and see who'd put their room service tray out into the hall, just like I told you Seinfeld used to do, I think. And
yeah,
and possibly I just confused him and it was Dolly all along. That's a possibility. But
you just mix them up in your head.
It's possible, everybody, with this stage in the game. I'm trying to remember so much about so many celebrities. But I thought that's something I would 100% do, go around just eating leftover half a sandwich from the... But I thought, Kendall, you would starve.
I would starve, but at least I'd have shampoo and conditioner and robes, because I would get those off the maid cart. No, I can't even... You know I cannot stand, even when I finish my own food, it ceases being food and it is nasty, disgusting garbage that I can't look at. I don't know why.
You know, that's why I like knowing that, because now whenever you eat, I would say, are you finished with that? And if you say yes, I just pull it over. And then
I know.
I have the rest.
Well, and Susan knows if I drop a fry on the table, she's like, oh, you're not eating that? That's mine. No, so she just like follows me behind me and eats scraps. Yeah. Cliff, I know that you said you don't waste as much because of food, but think of all the plastic containers from all that food that were wasting all the time.
Oh my God, I cleaned out the rental car floorboard the other day, and no kidding, it was a huge leaf bag full. You know, like the leaf bag, when people bag up their leaves in the yard.
I saw you directing Crock-Pot to put all that trash in the leaf bag.
I know. I said, take this leaf bag, please, and go and get all of the trash from the floorboards of the rental car. And I turned around before she could write her reply on her whiteboard. And it was, you know, it was one of those things because it was a huge, giant bag. But since it was all tissue paper, basically, it didn't weigh anything. But she just looked like Santa before he started giving out any gifts. On Christmas.
Santa with a bag of trash.
Yeah, well, yeah, or that. You know, it was just astounding, and time is fleeting. So we've got to do a segment, Kendall. I want you to choose, pick it at random. I'm so full of love, but the sewer gases are, they're overpowering me a little bit. I think they left the door cracked over there.
Well, let's see if I can't do something about that and ruin it with some... Oh, Cliff, it is so fucking hot down here in the sewer. Are you not just like pouring sweat?
Well, I'm getting a light breeze over here, but when you said weird news, I almost did a Danny Thomas spit take and spat it all over the but I saved it by turning it into a gargle. So,
well, then my job here is done.
Your job's done, Kendall, but we're really opposite, because your job has just begun. I'm going to sit back over here in the breezy part of the booth. I'm going to let you relate to me some weird news, but don't worry, I won't hold back my commentary.
Okay, good. Now, Cliff, if halfway through these weird news segments I have a heat stroke, call somebody.
I'll call.
All right. Cliff, a man was arrested in Spain because he had cocaine under his toupee. Did you hear about this? Big story. Big story.
No, but it's... I get ideas.
No, Cliff, he had a disproportionately large headpiece under his hat. And these people were looking at it like, something's not right. And they just went over there and they pulled up his hairpiece. And he had a huge wad of cocaine just sitting right on top of his head.
Well, you got to give it to him for having confidence. Because, you know, so many of us, we go through life and we want to do these things. We say, someday I'm going to do XYZ. I'm going to carry a wad of cocaine under my toupee to the airport. Someday I'll do it. But he had the guts to at least give it a try.
Yeah, I could never make $34,000 worth of cocaine look good on my head, but he did.
Well,
but anyway, isn't that weird?
Andy,
this is weird.
Now, oddly, I was told it would take roughly about $34,000 to make my head look as good.
No, in Finland, armed with needles and a yarn of wool, teams of avid knitters danced Thursday to the deafening sounds of drums beating and guitar slashing for the first ever, wait for it, Heavy Metal Knitting World Championship in Finland.
I wonder if our friend Timo was there.
I don't know. Either Timo or Dolores. She loves knitting. I wonder if she went to it. Big deal.
Maybe so. I heard she said she left KBSH in disgrace. I don't know how.
Ooh.
So maybe she fled to Finland.
I bet she did. I mean, they had some big acts there. They had Wolf Flumes, Bunny Bandits, and Nine Inch Needles.
No, woo.
Woo.
That's I'm not making this shit up, Cliff.
I sewed something today to make myself warm. Oh, I love the weird. That was so weird. Kendall, do you have more?
I was Oh, Cliff, I got one more weird one for
you. Please?
And you are going to love this story. Now, I've got to tell you, I get a lot of, you know, letters and things. Well, not from listeners, but from the writers, you know. But this one, I have to give credit. My mother-in-law sent it to me, and she just could not stop laughing at it. So I thought, wow, I'll share it on the show.
All right.
So in Missouri, a man was trying to escape being captured by police, and he ended up being portrayed by his own backside. He was wanted on a warrant charged for possession of a controlled substance, and he might have gotten away, but Cliff, he just let out a little butt trumpet fart right at the wrong time, and the officers smelled it, and it led him right to where he was hiding. It just gave him away. Wherever there's a terrible smell, he'll be there.
He'll be there. Why did we start talking about Charles the Contractor? Look at him over there, sitting down on the floor of the sewer, scrolling through his Instagram. Is that people are so addicted to their phones.
I didn't even notice he was here. He just blends in so well with the sewer.
He does.
I didn't even see him over there.
Yeah, he's over there. He's behind that one really large brown clump.
I think we found the place for Charles.
We found the place, everybody.
Ooh, I gotta use the bathroom clip. You think I should just do it anywhere?
Oh, Kendall, don't be disgusting. Let's take a break. We can walk up to the 6 and 10 up above on the street.
Ooh, good. I need some snacks. All right. Well, oh, God, and we need to get that out of here. We'll be right back after this.
Always come back for seconds of Cliff and Kendall. See you after the break.
Here comes Google, the Kraft Peanut is a prize.
This is cool peanut spread from Kraft. It not only tastes like peanuts, it comes in flavors. And chocolate, vanilla, banana, and cinnamon. Kugel spread's creamy smooth, too. And it's delicious on bread or crackers or almost anything.
And it doesn't make my mouth stick together.
You'll love Kugel, the Kraft Peanut is a prize.
And now welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Intro.
Welcome back.
Oh, Bones. I thought we found it. I thought for sure we'd found it. But it turned out to be nothing more than a wad of used toilet paper. Oh, no.
My goodness, dear. That was an easy mistake to make.
No.
But no, it was not the recipe. I'm starting to worry we'll never find it. Oh, no. Well, I'm sure it could have gone that far. I mean, the sewers don't go that far.
It's got to still be on the island in the sewer. So I know we looked all through that last tunnel over there. To the left, maybe we start looking at this other tunnel to the right. I know we thought that the water wouldn't flow that way, but maybe there was a weird drift current and it carried the recipe.
Oh, well, it's worth a shot, dear. Daffodil, please, let's go this way and see if we can find it.
Oh, Sugarlump, if it's the last thing I do on God's green earth, I'll find your recipe.
Oh, dear, you're my savior.
Quack,
go this way, please. We're going to go try and see if we can find it down this direction. What are you writing?
All right. Well, hopefully they'll find it over there. I don't know.
I hope all this work. I hope they find it because I'm going to need some lemon souffle after all the lemonade souffle.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. It's so hard, isn't it, to just not numb every feeling you have with something to eat.
Yes,
it is. I'm struggling with it. I'm struggling with it so hard lately, and all I want to do is eat. And every time I have a thought about anything, I have to say, "No, Kendall, you don't need a snack," and then move on to the other thought because that is my first thought always.
I'm trying. I'm trying to do better, which at this point is like trying to save the environment. It's by, you know, one person using a glass straw.
Well,
but I'm trying to do better.
It helps a little.
It helps a little. I'm not doing that much better. I've tried to. Oh, I got a blender. Have you heard that noise? Did I tell you this?
What? A blender?
I got a blender. I got a Falkland Island version of it's called a Falkland Bullet. And it's a blender, a super fast blender, but it's the Falkland Island version, so I got it at the dollar store.
That's what that noise was.
Yeah, you thought I had one of those beds that you put quarters in, and it gave you like a massage.
Well, I didn't want to ask.
But I'm trying, so I've been eating, well, not eating, I've been drinking one smoothie a day that has lots of spinach and berries and shit in it. I'm just like, why am I still the size of, you know, Mount Vesuvius over here?
I know. Well, I feel like every time I try... Look, this is turning into another show about dieting. But I feel like every time I try to do well, like 2 days later, I'm like, oh, well, surely I've at least like stayed the same or lost half a pound and I've gained 4 and then I completely lose control. Well, I've got a public service announcement that I found out about that I think is great and everyone should do it. Speaking of how bad plastic is for everything, evidently, plastic bags. People always talk about how bad plastic bags are.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can't recycle them because they get stuck in the machinery and all this. So I just found out Target will actually accept those plastic bags. They have a big bin. You can take them and recycle them there. Isn't that great?
Well, they've been taking them. They take them at grocery stores and stuff, too, sometimes.
Well, nobody told me.
Oh, Kendall, you must not have been CC'd on the memo. Well, I have something terrible to tell you that'll take our mind.
Oh, right. Well, it's good to start it up and a down.
50% of the plastic we use it just once and throw it away.
That is awful.
Half of it. Can you believe this?
It's really awful. I know. I've several times when I've opened something or I've like used something and I'm like done with it in 10 seconds. I'm like, that whole use of that was made for that 10 seconds. It's over.
Oh.
Kendall, any other plastic memories? Anything plastic related?
Plastic memories. Oh, God. Well, I had one of those this is going to be real loose to try to come up with a plastic memory. I'm like, I had one of those 4x4 electric cars when I was a kid. That was made of plastic.
Is that like one of those cars that you could ride in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never had one of those. Well, that's pretty fancy.
Well, now hold on before you start thinking I was living the life of luxury.
No, I assume your dad found it behind the auction.
Close enough. I got it at a yard sale, and it worked like 3 times, and I was so fat that it burnt the motor out. And then me and my friend from down the street, we would just push each other in it because it didn't work anymore. I was like, well, hey, we can push it. And you'd think I'd like lost a lot of weight doing that, but I guess I rode more than I pushed. Cliff, a lot of people use the nickname the Great Pacific Garbage Patch to describe me, and also the big, just huge island of a garbage plastic that's out in the ocean.
Oh, Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Well, that's a good. I was addressing you by your name.
It's twice the size of Texas, as are we. So the name works for both of us.
Well, what they need to do is make it another cool new fad, Great Pacific Garbage Patch Babies. And they make the toy babies from the garbage in the garbage patch, and they recycle it and sell it.
Now, there is a winning idea. We should do our next show from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
We have to find it and definitely stop on it. For the rye tour. We're crossing over.
Oh, maybe we could plant rye on it. That'll fix everything.
Maybe. Perhaps you can plant crops in garbage. We'll find out.
I'm sure. If anybody can do it, Mrs. Spotterbottom can. Cliff, do you have any shout out? No, that's a terrible segue.
Try it again. Try it again. That was just too bad to even.
Cliff, I've got some shouting I want to do to you. I'm sorry, it's so echoey in the sewer, it's so hard to sing with you. It's like the voices are, you know, jumping back and forth, and I don't know what note to get on.
Oh, Kendall, I thought you sounded exactly as you always do. So there you go.
Okay, well.
Now, shout outs. I'm just so ready to shout. Do you have any shouting you wanted to shout about, Shouty?
I just told you I got a lot of shouting to do at you. So I want to shout out to Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Shirt and Mr. Snodbottom. Because they got us these huge, and I mean huge, life-size cutouts of the two of us to take on tour with us. Now, it was a great idea. Unfortunately, they're so heavy because it took so much cardboard. We can't take them with us, so they're going to be here on the Falkland Islands for farmers to use as scarecrows or whatever they need them for. But it was a great thought, and I don't want to look at them, but thank you for the thought.
Oh, no. I thought I saw something today. It was out on this big field, and I thought, why are they shooting target practice at these two big John Goodman cutouts? But it was us. I thought John Goodman, star of ABC's The Conners, does not deserve this. But now that I know it was us, I'm like, well, that's a good use of the cardboard. Well, I want to shout. I want to shout out to a young child named Karsten, who was the bag boy at the Falkland supermarket here the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And we've reached this weird age where we're 100, and he was like 12 or something. But, you know, and he had my bags. And I said, okay, well, I can take the bags out to the car. And he's like, oh, no, I've got them. You know, I was like, why not? Like, you know, I could tell, like, I guess he just wanted to, like, go outside, you know.
He was like, this old fat person must need help.
Exactly. He thought I probably would have a heart attack on the way to the car. And he was probably trying to remember how to do CPR. But we made it to the car. And, of course, I just felt so terrible because this was before it was cleaned out of all of the wrappers by Crock-Pot, you know. So it just garbage filling up to, like, the windows full of garbage.
Stick that anywhere.
And yeah, and he stuck it in the trunk, which just had extra garbage in it, and huge like wads of like dirty underwear. Where I'd forgotten I started sorting out the dirty underwear from the clean underwear, and so it was just very embarrassing. And so I thought, but not only, you know, did poor little Karsten, who's got all his whole life in front of him, he had to like witness this huge fat person's car, and well, you know, hear them like huffing and puffing as I walked out. To the rental car, but also I didn't know, like, was I supposed to tip him like a quarter or something?
No, you don't tip me back for that. I mean, hell, nobody tipped me on the thousands of years when I had to carry things out for people at different stores.
Well, and especially, I never know, because at restaurants, I don't know, should you tip? No, yes, you should, but at, like, a American restaurant, Sonic, where you're in your car, are you supposed to tip? Do you, because I never do, and I don't know if I'm supposed to or not, and, yeah, for him, I thought he's 12, I feel weird giving him money for walking with me to the car. You know, he was so polite, Karsten, and you know, I'm sure he was young. He wanted to run free and go to fucking recess.
Well, you know, I'm sure that even more than a tip, he's loving a shout out on the show. It's better than money.
I hope he was listening, because I of course told him all about it as we walked to the rental car.
I know, and I'm sure he hasn't listened. But Cliff, I want to give a shout out to the woman at the nail place here on the Falkland Islands.
Oh, do it.
You know, I went in just to get my nails trimmed, because I'm trying to be good and not bite my nails. But she wanted to give me the works, and she gave me this beautiful nail job, and I have the logo for our show on every finger. It's stunning.
Oh, is that what? I thought you just had your hand in some sort of food, and you had remnants on all of your nails over there.
I know. Sorry. Well, she didn't do a great job with the logo. It's kind of hard to read, but it's there.
Well, what are you going to do, Kendall? I think she did a great job upon closer inspection. I've got another shout out. It's for someone else who was at a grocery store.
Somebody grocery. You're doing a lot of food shopping this week.
Duh, it's all I do. It's either that or I can go track by track and shout out every song on Madam X again. But I will. This is a negative shout out, because I went to a different supermarket, not the one that little Karsten worked for. But this is one, I went to a different one, and I was, you know, I'm old, and I have to do something to get my mind off of all of these troubles of the world. And so I was, you know, buying a bottle of some sort of very sugary white wine. Mm-hmm. And so she had to look at my driver's license, as though I'm not, obviously, 45. But she had to key in the date, which I understand. But this woman had the gall, unmitigated gall, to look at my picture, and she's like, oh, you need a new picture on your driver's license.
Oh no.
As though to hint that I do not look exactly like I do when I was 30 years old, 7 years ago. And I was,
she's like, you're so much fatter now than then.
That was the implication. And when she said it, there were two other bag children there, and when she said, you need a new picture, and I said, as a hilarious joke, I said, don't say that to me, you're supposed to say I look exactly the same. But and one of the bag boys, he laughed because he got that it was hilarious, but yeah. I thought, bitch, have you not heard I'm loca?
Well, you know, I still have my picture on my debit card from when I was 14 that they still continue to send me the same. Every time, like, they're like, oh, this card's been compromised, we'll send you a new one. They're like, here it is, the old picture.
Well, my license, it did expire. It's not expired, but it is the picture from when I was 30. And I almost think it was my 30th birthday. And it's not my fault that I looked great 7 years ago. I should be given a high five. Look how good you used to look, is what she at least could have said.
You blow that shit up and put it on your wall.
I know, but it expired, and this is just something about the Busheltown DMV, okay? Because it expired, and they sent me a thing, and I was gonna go, and have a new picture taken. But the day came, I thought, oh, I just really don't want to. And so I looked online, and it let me just renew it online. And they sent me one with the same picture from when I was 30. And so,
oh, yeah.
So consequently, I'll be using that picture until I'm like 42. So I can only imagine when I look even more like Santa Claus in 5 years, the bitchy remarks I'm going to get. But guess what? I'm not giving up. I know, have they not heard my A side, B side, or my C side? Because I know who I am.
You know who you are. Well, I know a D side's coming any moment. I just can't handle it.
It is. It's a D side. Are you ready? Do you want it now?
I would love to hear. Let's go ahead and get that playing so it can echo through the sewer halls.
All right. After we started, I'll open up the door so everybody can hear it because it is so good.
Oh, okay. Oh, let me put my nose plug in.
Yeah, Garrett, I'm going to go ahead and spray some Febreze preemptively.
All right. Here we go. Do you need a countdown?
Yeah, I would like one.
All right. D-side coming at you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm so hungry for something to eat. I need a frozen treat covered in hot fudge. The hunger just won't budge. And put peanuts on top. No allergies, don't stop. This ice cream sundae is gonna pop. Cause ice cream's what I crave, and my cravings get dangerous. The hunger never fades, but I don't think I should eat so much, so put more fudge on top. Cause I don't think I can help myself, cause ice cream's what I crave, and my cravings get dangerous. Ooh, my cravings get dangerous. Ooh, I don't think I should eat so much. Ooh, my cravings get dangerous. Ooh, can't believe how much I ate. Snack, something I love fat. Pizza time, order a supply. I need extra cheese and pineapple, please. Make it extra large, don't mind the extra charge. This pizza's what I crave, and my cravings get dangerous. The hunger never fades, but I don't think I should eat so much, so put more cheese on top. Cause I don't think I can help myself, cause pizza's what I crave, and my cravings get dangerous. My cravings get dangerous. Ooh, I don't think I should eat so much. Ooh, my cravings get dangerous. Ooh, can't believe how much I ate. I can't stop, I'm always gaining weight. Only one milkshake away from blowing up like a bomb on heat. Vegetables, man, I used to eat them. Nowadays, I wouldn't know them if I seen them. In the drive-thru line, order everything. And I always want more. Eat so much to try and find the thing I lacked. And there it was inside.
Cliff, I gotta give it to you.
Yeah, it's great.
I was so expecting Give Me a Break, but hey, that was a song.
What do you mean you were expecting Give Me a Break?
What?
Give Me a Break.
You know what I mean.
You know you what I mean.
No. You finally did give me a break.
From that time or two I accidentally played it because I had the wrong cassette?
Yeah, from that one time.
It was just a couple. Listen, Kendall, you have to forgive people for honest mistakes. That's in the past. Give me a break.
Well, I'm trying to live for love and move on.
Living for love. Speaking of, that was one of my tributes to one of the great new Madam X classics on Madam X. I had to do my own version as a tribute. Usually when I, you know, release my A-sides, B-sides, or C-sides, I know that I've improved upon it somewhat as I left my own stamp upon the, you know...
You left a stamp, all right.
...artist's work. But this time I know, Madam X, I can't compare. But I had to try. I had to throw my hat in the ring. Had to bow down to the queen.
It was really something, Cliff. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. You want to hear it again?
No. I think once was enough. I don't want to overdo it for the listeners. I'm sure at some point when you get through your double D side, we'll have to listen to all of them in succession at once.
Great works like Maca single may never be finished.
Well, Cliff, I've got to stop shouting. I'm just getting hoarse from all the shouting.
Shout. These are the things we're no longer shouting about. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Is this it? Yeah, I can't read. You have your glasses on.
Oh, my. Oh, praise Christ, the newborn king. This is a great-grandmother's lemonade soufflé recipe. Look how long it is.
Goodness.
So many ingredients, Sugarlum.
Oh. Hallelujah, dear.
Oh,
if only I had the
great
stomach to make it right now.
Oh, I think the Lord will give us strength once we're back above ground.
Oh,
yeah, I think you should give it your all and see if you can't make it happen.
I think so, too. Oh, this is a real sewer miracle here.
Oh, dear, well, you know what I always say? No matter where you're at, there's always room for a miracle, even in the sewer.
Oh, I remember that. Well, you wrote that in your Christmas card last year.
Well, dear, it had to be said.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I'm so happy. Well, you guys, I guess you can go ahead and climb out. We're going to wrap the show up in here. And we'll
meet
you
back. Dear, you're still doing
up
a show.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Dear, well, we'll be on the top side.
Oh, yes. Oh, Sugarlum, I'm so excited for some lemonade souffle.
No, oh, dear, now you stop me on the ladder, dear, while I go up.
Oh, here.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm so happy they found it because I am dying to get out of the sewer. I mean, it's got a lot going for it, but it's smelly and it's hotter than a... I don't know what. And maybe we should not wake Charles up and just leave him down here. He's sleeping so well laying on the sewer floor over there.
Oh, man. That's just outrageous. I'm going to spray some more Febreze really quick as we wrap up the show here. Kendall, we're going to wrap up with a very brief segment I like to call... Wait, what would I... Well, huh? What would I do?
What would I do?
What would I do? From a distant relative who had one for you. And you go to the house, but you realize that it is haunted by the ghosts of dead mobsters and the dead mafia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not the mafia.
Yeah, the mafia dead. What would you do?
Well, you know, Cliff, if there's one thing I've learned, people really love a good ghost story. So I would just turn that into a tourist attraction and bring all those people in to see the mobsters. I'll like, line up.
Kendall, I'll think of all the blood on your hands.
The blood has been already poured, so I might as well capitalize on the whole situation.
I guess you might as well, Kendall. All right, well, there's another might as well.
See, I took some lemonade and I turned it into a souffle.
Excellent. All right, I've got another... What would I do for you, Kendall? Are you ready?
All right. Oh, God, I'm so ready.
All right, what would you do if you woke up tomorrow and, oh, my God, all the cells in your body are now made of plastic, what would you do?
Oh my god. Well, I'd take a knife and I would sculpt that plastic into the perfect body shape that I've always wanted.
Oh, okay. There you go.
See, another souffle coming up.
Another souffle coming up, fresh, hot out of the oven. Oh, I love it. Well, Kendra, I've just got to go because these gases from the sewer are really getting to me. So I've got to...
Well, I'm a soaking wet mess of sweat.
You are.
Yes, I need to get some water.
Well, this has really been a show about plastic. It's one I'll never forget.
Oh, I will never forget it, you know.
No.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, Cliff, I'm getting delirious. I'm starting to see double.
Oh, God. We've got to climb out of the sewer. All right. Well, do you have a quote, or is there any other reason that we should not already go ahead and climb up and have Charles break down the booth?
Do I have a quote? Yeah, I've got a quote.
All right.
Today, we use plastic, a material designed to last forever for products designed to last minutes. So sad.
That's one hell of a comment. Well, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll be commenting at you next week.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
What's wrong with this cheese?